This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and today is a man who can't stay away. One Roy Pete Peterson. How the hell are you doing today, sir?
What's happening with y'all?
Not much, man. What's going on? It's NFL Sunday. You got to be feeling a little pumped up. The Carolina Panthers just beat the Patriots.
Hell yeah. Feel good, man.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Got to feel like at some point Carolina is going to overcome that weird little slump they had after balling out of control and losing the Super Bowl. Like, eventually they got to be back, right? That team looks good. Luke Kuechly's a monster.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
We need Olsen back, though.
Yeah, well, as a Bears fan, we need Olsen back. We need 700 Greg Olsons. As a matter of fact, we are looking for the Greg Olsen of team owners, like someone who's like solid and doesn't get injured and doesn't make terrible decisions. The Bears are terrible. Why did we start talking about football? I didn't want to talk about the Bears. You're breaking my heart, man. Why'd you bring up the Bears?
Because we love football and... You're a Bears fan, sadly, but you are a Bears fan. Our home damn penalties Thursday. That's yeah. Fuck the Bears up.
Well, and being a shitty football team.
Doesn't help. But you know what? The Bears always like. It always like everybody. It's like the Bears gonna do. It always look like something's gonna happen.
Yeah, like they got it together. But the defense does look good, and the kid Tariq Cohen is a pimp for sure. And obviously, anyone who's ever listened to this podcast knows that the Cubs are headed back to the postseason. Pete, don't you want to talk about baseball?
We could talk about, but I really don't watch baseball like that.
Well, baseball is a white little tiny ball. Here, I have one around here somewhere.
I've seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to talk about baseball, man. I'm not going to do you like that. But the Cubs.
Man, I got an L.A. hat.
Yes, the Cubs.
L.A. is...
It is the thing kind of about sports, though, especially in my life, where it's like, you know, I don't really want to talk about the Bears because they suck so tremendously bad. But I do have the Cubs to lean back on.
Yeah.
You know, for you, though, it's been long suffering. You know, the Carolina Panthers have only periodically been worth a shit. And then.
Uh-oh.
Well, you got to think about it, though, because before Cam... You had like Jake Delhomme.
They still did pretty good with Jake DeLome.
They were, I guess, you know, they kind of
made to the Super Bowl. But they made it.
Yeah. Just and what'd they do with Cam? How
they had Steve Smith. You know, Steve Smith was like
150.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still playing. I ain't watched the damn Baltimore game.
Is he with Baltimore still?
Shit, last time I heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know he came down here?
Steve Smith Sr.?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Came down here what? To like the Sports with a Capital F Studios?
No, he came down here to on the base.
He was at Robins Air Force Base?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Picking up cars?
Nah, doing things with the kids. Like it was like one day. Steve Smith. I wish I was there. I've been just like the kids.
I know, you'd have been in there pushing kids over.
No, it's my turn to catch the ball.
It's my turn to throw him a touchdown pass. Go long, Steve. Yeah, no doubt.
Damn, Steve fast, man. Oh, motherfucker, fit still fast, ain't it?
Yeah. You know, that is sort of the funny thing about when you like see professional athletes in public. It just never lives up to the hype, right? Because I'll tell you this, on my very first deployment, like when the Iraq war was at its height, you know, shit, you deployed that on that first surge in 2003.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Warrick Dunn. He was a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like a pimp too, for the running back for the Buccaneers. And then he went and played for the Falcons and he was solid, right? And I remember seeing him like in the chow hall at Al Udeed on my first deployment. And it was like, it was this little tiny dude in like a stupid turtleneck sweater surrounded. If he would have had PT gear on and like just been standing there, I would have been like, hey, can you hurry up and pick what kind of horrible meat you want to eat so we can all get through this line? Like, he was a tiny dude. I would have expected that, like, if an NFL player showed up, he was going to be like picking up cars, you know? I'm like,
but, oh, okay.
Like some sort of feats of strength, right?
You ever seen Charles Barkley?
No.
Man, I didn't tell you about the time I met Charles Barkley.
Fuck no.
It was Allie D. Charles Barkley came down there.
On that deployment to Allie D? Mm-hmm. Damn.
And I shook his hand, man.
Yeah.
I felt like a little motherfucker. You don't want to take Charles Barkley's hand, man.
Yeah.
That motherfucking hand, like, it was, like, wrapped around my hand, like, when, you know, yeah, like, when you 5 years old type shit. Yeah,
you know what's crazy? Me and Griff met Dennis Rodman in Vegas one year.
I bet he was big as fuck.
Forget, yo.
It wasn't even like a real human,
because you'd expect them to be larger than life anyway, right? Because you remember from when you were a kid. Every human being on Earth from that period remembers those Bulls days. Yeah. So, of course, you expect them to be larger than life. Dennis Rodman dapped me down, and when he hit my hand, our palms touched, and his fingers, I think, touched my elbow. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, our palms were connected and his fingers, like, engulfed my elbow. Superhumans.
Yeah.
Which led me to be like, look, man.
It's like, you don't never see.
Can't you just pick up a car and make us all happy? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what my obsession is with NFL professional athletes picking up cars in public is.
But I ain't seen that many of them, but I just remember that time. I was just like,
yeah. No, it is crazy. It's a real thing too, though.
Like if you didn't know the motherfuckers, you'd be like, "This motherfucker's." even
professional baseball players I've met in my life, or even like minor league baseball players, like kids I've met in the last few years who are like minor league baseball. They're towering giants. Mm-hmm. But that work done thing always is like always the thing I call back to. Like, look, I don't care who you are. If you're able to pack on enough muscle mass and go crazy enough in your head and learn to chug your legs, you can do anything. Because Warwick Dunn was like slightly shorter than me. And like on that deployment, like he wasn't even the most physically fit person in that room. But he was an NFL running back who had a hell of a career. Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't know. What's he doing now? What do you think Warwick Dunn's doing now?
I don't know. But they, you know, they
probably done not working, right?
You think he's still making money.
Yeah, I would.
Like, you know, back in the old days, like, I guess nowadays, I would think professionals are making some kind of money instead of, like, in the 80s where they just snorting their shit up.
Everybody ain't Daryl Strawberry anymore, right, for sure.
Hey, you know what? Maybe, shit, I ain't going, shit. I know I at least got about 30 more years left.
Yeah. I have a feeling Warwick Dunn probably was wise. I'm sure Warwick Dunn owned a mirror and he was like, this will last X amount of time and then I will gracefully bow out. Yeah. I feel like I owe it to Warwick Dunn because I've talked about him so much to look it up, but it would seriously derail the podcast to spend all that time looking him up. How fast do you think you can look up Warwick Dunn on your phone?
Man, you know I got Verizon, right?
Yeah.
You know I got that new S6 Edge.
This is not advertising.
I do got that though, you know?
Okay, so where's your phone? Yeah,
but for me to look it up, shit, it probably won't take longer than this motherfucking podcast.
You know why it's going to be so slow though? And we just talked about this. The reason it's going to be so slow is because you just ate a chicken dinner, right? And let's walk this down.
And this is going to talk about all the average car bombs I had.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even talking about that. We're not talking about all the external factors. Let's just talk about chicken, right? Yeah. Let's talk turkey. But let's talk about chicken for real.
Talk though, chicken.
Because right? We were just talking about this. Like, okay, so me and you both just ate a chicken dinner from a chicken restaurant that shall remain nameless
until they give me money. All
right. So this particular chicken restaurant, the order you had was what, like 5-6 wings, 5 tenders, bunch of sauce, right?
Yeah, I guess that chicken place, it still would be hard to figure out, though.
No,
yeah.
No, people won't have trouble figuring it out, but still, Zaxby's. But anyway, so you had the
wings and things.
Yeah, so you had the wings and things from Zaxby's, right? And Okay, so we figured it out to where, so if it's two wings, two drumsticks, two thighs, what is it? It's at least two chickens, right, to create that meal. Or two.
It's at least halves? A chicken, maybe a chicken and a half.
At least a chicken and a half, right? And then the scenario I offered was also, so like, let's say everyone who goes in there who gets that meal, that's like one chicken, right? But then you also have to have the percentage of chickens that go in the chute sideways, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a percentage of chickens that whatever machine puts that together, like the chickens go in like cockeyed or upside down and just go, and like, it's not usable. And that becomes cat food or dog food or whatever. Yeah. Or they just spit it out another chute and feed it back to the chickens. Fuck it. Who cares?
Come we'll be back.
Don't forget to watch the NFL this week on Fox. But anyway, so you just, you know, you just continue consuming that. And that led me to extrapolate out, though, that like just in our lives, like just Graham and Pete, right? We've known each other for 15 years plus now,
yep.
Maybe more. How many times have we hung out?
And you fucked on chickens up.
And didn't fuck anything.
Should probably, if you think about power, I said at least every other time, we at least gonna have some fucking chicken. Yeah.
I would say shit.
Or maybe every time.
1 in 20, we don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta think about this long grilling history we have wings. Together. All we've ever done is grilled and drank beer and hung out and eat chicken wings. And then if we went out and weren't at the house where the grill was on the way home, you had to stop and get like a chicken sandwich or, you know, you were always consuming chickens. So just between us, probably just between us, only in the times we've been together, that's like a chicken holocaust. Like that is a chicken genocide. Chickens didn't stand a chance. If the only job,
I know
chickens,
why you talking about the chicken. I fucked that chicken up.
And I haven't eaten all my chicken yet, and I want to go out there and eat that chicken. Yeah, but it is crazy though. If you could just consider, like, as organisms, me and you have consumed, just in our little tiny microcosm, have consumed that many other living organisms of just that one kind. It's a lot of fucking chickens.
The chicken man.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, what is it? 100 billion? It doesn't hurt you, man? You don't, like, do you sleep okay at night knowing that we've eaten that many chickens?
Shit. If I'm sleeping and thinking about chicken, man, I'm having a real good ass dream.
Yeah. Or you've had a bad week.
Like, ooh, fried crispy golden chicken.
Dude, that's
grilled
like
chicken wings.
75% of my daydreams are like that, though. Nope. But yeah.
What you think about,
but it is crazy as a species, like, to think about us and chickens. Like, eventually there won't be enough chickens, right?
Nah, there aren't going to be enough chickens.
Think about how many chickens the grocery store throws away, because a chicken looks like something that there's...
But you know why we can eat so many chickens?
It looks like there's enough chickens because you see so many chickens, and every chicken drumstick you eat looks like the one before it. But the reality is that chicken drumstick you're eating, the one before it was a different life form's leg. And, like, you have to keep that going. You have to be able to keep eating those legs.
Yeah, but, you know, chickens be laying eggs like you be farting, man.
That's true.
They lay eggs like every damn day.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a lot less funny than what I was going for, but true. But also disgusting, like, though, because you have to trek. Yeah, that's true. If we made people like we made chickens, I would eat the shit out of people.
Imagine you was like one of those hands. Like, oh, I'm pregnant today.
Yeah.
That imagine you was the rooster. You got all these pregnant ass hens just eggs all the goddamn place.
Do you think a rooster has to listen to all of those hens? Like, do you think there's some, like, legitimately, do you think there's some sort of, like, evolutionary thing where he's, like, somehow, like, at the beckoning call of all of those hens that he's responsible for? Do you think he rules over them, or do you think they're, like, blah, 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 blah?
I think he had to listen to that shit. That's why. That's why that motherfucker be crowing in the morning time. As soon as the sun comes out.
Yeah, it's like, when you wake up and see the sun and you're like, fuck!
I gotta deal with this shit again!
It's like, fuck! Another day! God! All right, fine. Fine, let's make some eggs.
Chicken pussy.
Well, we've done pretty good here today so far. How do you think we've done? I think we've done pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm way not paying attention to the levels here. I'm assuming it just gets louder and quieter as it goes. But that's good. That means I'm not over here. It means I'm in here on the conversation.
Yeah.
This is part of the process of me learning how to do really amazing podcasts about chickens fucking each other.
We could have got worse about chickens fucking each other.
Nah, we could go, yeah. We've done well. I feel like we've restrained ourselves to this point. Yep. Well, we've only done 15 minutes. Now,
we could talk about all kind of bullshit. You know, we got some bullshit we could talk about.
We do sort of have another 15. We could either call it or go on for another 15 minutes.
A drink, but...
I have a pretty fresh brisket here.
Let's ride with it. What you want to talk about?
All right. What have you been looking at lately on the old TV?
You know what I want to talk about, though?
What's that?
His name Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Colin Kaepernick, you should know his name, right?
I know I should.
Yeah. Put your face in that microphone. Talk about Colin Kaepernick, sir. Put your face in that microphone. Talk about Colin Kaepernick then, General.
I don't know what you should talk about, though.
We can. I don't care. Look.
Okay, fuck it.
Sports with a capital F. You can talk about whatever the fuck you want. That's what the F stands for. Well, really, it stands for fart jokes, but no one needs to know that.
So what you think about, what's your opinion about that?
Okay. Easy peasy, right? Colin Kaepernick is definitely getting a raw deal. For sure. The NFL is a horrible corporation. A horribly evil corporation. It never wasn't. Excuse me. As long as it's allowed to operate, it never will be. And there's not an amount of protests or boycotts about this or that or blah, blah, blah that are ever going to slow it down, right? Colin Kaepernick's protest is about a very legitimate concern, right?
Yeah.
Socioeconomic, racial inequity in this country, systemic issues with how law enforcement operates within this country. His concerns are very valid and definitely require a platform that, and you know, I don't have no issue with him bringing light to those concerns. But as I previously alluded to, the horrible dark side empire under which he was previously employed looks at it like this. I don't think they look at it like Colin Kaepernick is black and he's speaking out about black issues, therefore he can't play for us because Marshawn Lynch has a job. Yeah. All them dudes from the Seahawks had jobs, both the Bennett brothers. Like, the fact that you're black and outspoken in the NFL didn't have to do with it, anything to do with anything, right? But if you're Colin Kaepernick, now you're the face of a movement.
Yeah.
And you know what else you are? You're a backup quarterback, right? You know who else was a backup quarterback? Tim Tebow. You know why nobody signed Tim Tebow? Because he came with a thunderous mob of supporters behind him. If you signed, let's say you signed Colin Kaepernick as a backup in your shitty program, Bears, Dolphins, Browns, Bengals, whoever you are, and you suck, and you sign Colin Kaepernick, you give him that job. Now you have just also inherited that ravenous fan base, the same like Jesus people that were behind Tebow, but now you're talking about like social justice warriors behind Colin Kaepernick. You just signed a backup quarterback that is going to be the focal point of your football team until the day he either starts and sucks for two straight years or you get rid of him. Because I don't care who you are. And there's people who will argue against that and say, okay, well, he's a starter in XYZ system. No, he's not. He hadn't played.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick, even coming in as a starter. Okay, let's say he comes in as a starter and he sucks, right? Because he's rusty, whatever. People come in. This isn't like specifically about Colin Kaepernick, but just as like NFL quarterbacks go, you come in, you're suspect, whatever. If you're Colin Kaepernick, you come with this fan base that demands you don't get benched, or you come in with this fan base that demands you start as soon as the starting quarterback loses his mind. If you're running an NFL team, do you want to like adopt that fan base?
Let me speak about a little.
You know what I mean? If you're a horrible corporate entity, because Colin Kaepernick does deserve a job.
That's what I'm saying. This is just a job.
Colin Kaepernick deserves a job, but I'm just trying
saying that he got to be like a starter quarterback, but I'm just saying, because basically, this
but
is how
that's the only reason, that's the only thing that makes sense in my head.
Yeah.
It's the only, as far as like the NFL is a corporation that didn't give a shit about brain damage till they started losing money. They paid the fucking NFL took money from the government to pretend to care about the troops. So to pretend that they're going to give Colin Kaepernick a job because he cares about social issues is goofy. That's crazy.
I think he should get some kind of job. Even if you don't be a quarterback or like
he should get a quarterback based on he should get a job based on his merit, but he's not because it's super political. It's a horrible corporation. And I'm not saying it's okay, but that's just how I see it.
Because you know the only reason why he's probably not playing is because he took the knee thing.
Yeah, of course.
And I think...
But why else do you think he comes with that fan base? He doesn't... Like, Colin Kaepernick himself, if you go back enough years and Alex Smith, like Colin Kaepernick doesn't get the start over Alex Smith based on the concussion protocols...
No.
You probably this conversation probably doesn't happen, right?
Okay, I'm gonna explain why I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick. It's because, you know, lately the knee thing, it's because you know, basically I don't think the reason why he didn't get signed up, reason why he's not in the NFL is just because he took a knee. That's basically the reason.
No, that is why. I'm just trying to give it like a larger.
Yeah. But like looking at it now, I can understand. Okay, back like last year, basically he took a knee. Oh, he's not periodic. Oh, all that other stuff.
That's
like,
all bullshit.
Yeah, but now it's a big ass focal shit. Like everybody, like should we take a knee? Should we not? You know. And the thing is,
shouldn't he be allowed to work? Right.
Basically, should he be allowed to work?
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, it ain't like everybody disagree with him taking the. It's not, no. To me, it's not a patriotic thing. Like, you know, the biggest thing they talk about now. Okay, we talk about, hey, he's not patriotic or whatever.
No, that's bullshit. Yeah. No veteran who gives a shit sees someone taking a knee during the national anthem. It's like, you must stand. No, that's why you served. To prevent the citizens of this country from having to participate in mandatory patriotism events. That's all bullshit, of course. Yeah.
My honest opinion, I don't think it should have been such a big deal as it is.
No.
Because, like, because, you know, both of us vets.
Of course.
Part of the reason why we serve, part of the reason why we're Americans is basically people should have freedom to do as they please.
Exactly.
Because if that case, if we arguing about going back and forth about this man taking a knee, like, what about every time the national anthem come on TV or something like that?
Right.
Everybody should be like, hey, patriotic,
yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Is it not? And you know what? Every time you see a boy who not, we should be giving them hell too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, well, and especially if you
but part of the reason why we serve or part of the reason why we're Americans is because we give people the option to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the option. Like, it, to me, it's not disrespectful of taking a fucking knee.
Of course not.
Because, like, other people doing way more worse than shit. They're not like burn the flags type shit. Yeah. Like, you can ask to burn the flag and shit. We wouldn't make no big ass deal with that shit.
No, know? And this is part of the problem, too, is that it's like, okay, so here's this, like, first of all, I don't tune in to NFL games to see what happens during the national anthem. But now the media and the NFL's all involved and they're like, this person and this person and this person were taking knees. And this person stood for part of it. And this person kneeled for part of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, we've completely, whatever they were kneeling and standing for before, whatever we've been yelling about has been lost in the mist at this point. Like, can we not all just agree at this point that, like, the point of all of this, like the point of my service and your service and everyone who came before us and all of those people was to prevent us from becoming a country where you could force people to stand and salute your flag, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a, like, look, it's one of the bedrock principles of this country, in my opinion, that you could piss on the American flag and shit on it and light it on fire and flush it down a fucking toilet and then still live in this country and expect the freedoms that it affords, because that's what freedom of speech is. You know what I mean? And that's like a bedrock principle. And to me, that's also why I don't agree with people who are like, you know,
I ain't saying we should do all that shit.
But in no way does the Sports with a Capital F podcast condone shitting on or pissing on or flushing American flags down the toilet. In no way.
But if somebody do that shit, we should be like, ooh, we did fuck that motherfucker up.
That dude shouldn't be thrown in prison. Yeah. You know? And in the same token, though, because like if you accept free speech on those same grounds, I even accept free speech in the grounds that like if Nazis show up in your town and march, I feel like you have to accept their right to say that horrible dumb shit. What, they're not gonna like change a bunch of people's minds.
Feel that shit, you're like,
yeah, they're what? Not gonna affect the day to day. I was telling somebody this, that was today. I was telling somebody who was like all freaked out about what was going on in their phone. I was like, set your phone down and go to the grocery store. You will see people of all walks of life just like getting off of work, stressed the fuck out, not worried about what color the person is in front of them in line. They're just like, oh, I have to have enough food to like feed my family. And then when they go home and turn on their TV, the people who have everything are like, make sure you hate the dude next door to you because he looks funny.
You know? Make sure you hate all this other bullshit.
Yeah, it's all fucking nonsense.
Little shit. Like, to me, that shit shouldn't be such a big deal. To me, it's like bullshit.
Yeah.
Why we make bullshit such a fucking big deal, you know?
No,
I
mean, that's a...
I don't understand what boys stand for or whatever. Yeah, it's of course. Like, how in the fuck did it get so fucking...
Well, why don't... Well, and you could divide it out, too. You could be like, here's the position he's taken. Yeah. Why does there have to be so many people who are like, I'm not watching the NFL because that black dude took a knee. And then there's all these other people that are like, I'm not watching the NFL until they give him a job. And I'm like, I just explained to you why he doesn't get a job, because it's controversial. And because he comes with a complicated line of people, this is a corporation. You know, unfortunately, Colin Kaepernick has been sacrificed to the football gods. Like, Colin Kaepernick's not going to get a job. Like, it's not going to happen.
I wouldn't say that. I think he should get one.
He definitely should. If you could live in a vacuum, Colin Kaepernick definitely should get a job. But that's why I'm telling you he's not gonna, because it's complicated. And the NFL is like, eat fucking Doritos, drink Bud Light. Don't hit women, but jack off to these cheerleaders. It's very straightforward with the NFL. Support the troops as long as they give us money.
The reason I say he should get...
But that he should. Yeah, look, you're getting no... I don't think you get an argument from any sane person about that he shouldn't have... Of course he should have a job.
Yeah.
He's not going to get one.
They probably ain't going to get that.
But one. I don't think... But I just want to say that I don't think that that's because the NFL is somehow like inherently racist against him because he's a outspoken black dude.
I just think it's because... They ain't gonna give him one because there's so many people against him.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and but that's the other thing too. There's so many people for him. There's so many people against him. There's so many people for him.
You got the president against you.
He's polarizing, right? Yeah. Like he's polarizing. You're running an NFL team, and you're like, you know what? I need is a strong ass backup quarterback who could potentially come in after this fucking wafery thin dude from Washington State gets his ankles broken and ball the fuck out. Of course, you would want Colin Kaepernick, but you know what? You don't want. You don't want to have to worry about your backup quarterback bringing along all of this controversy. So you know what you say? You say pass. Because Colin Kaepernick...
Well, the controversy, you know what? The controversy is here.
But if you're the Oakland Raiders, you know who you don't say pass on? Marshawn Lynch. Why the fuck would you... No, of course. Whatever. Marshawn Lynch...
Okay, you bad as fuck.
Let's say Marshawn Lynch comes with 100,000 people worth of controversy. You sign that man. That's a guarantee. That's Marshawn Lynch. Like, Marshawn Lynch is going to ball out. You let that man do whatever he wants. You know, you want like Michael Bennett on the Seahawks taking a knee. You want like all the entire NFL is out here taking knees now. But the problem is that that is proof positive that Colin Kaepernick will not get a job in the NFL because he comes with way more baggage than all the rest of this. The rest of the NFL dispersed that out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the rest of the NFL has like, I'm talking about from like an evil corporation standpoint, right?
Yeah, but I think it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be like that. But who are we talking? What are we talking about? The Girl Scouts here?
I think it'd be better off if motherfucker do give the motherfucker at least a job.
Of course.
Just be like, hey, you know what?
You know,
the reason I say that shit.
You know
like,
who he
like,
could start for tomorrow?
Who that?
The Bears.
See, there are other teams.
I don't give a who. I don't fucking.
In other words, I'm just saying. They shouldn't hold that shit against him. Especially everybody now, like, you know, this is.
And but, he couldn't have possibly seen that coming either. For sure. This over an NFL quarterback taking a knee? This is crazy. This has gotten bonkers. The president.
Yeah.
Well, although the president has a lot of shit he wants knee, not he took paying a, attention yeah, he to. Took a, but,
I know. That's crazy.
That's the like, worst Puerto part about Yeah, Puerto Rico. People in fucking Puerto Rico.
Don't got water.
Don't got water. And up to the day before yesterday, they were saying that the relief efforts involved a meal and a bottle of water per one family of six in Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico, that's a day. That's a day. And Puerto Rico is pretty much a state.
Yo.
And you know that orange motherfucker said that they couldn't get stuff to him because of the ocean? Because, you know, America, we have problems with the ocean.
They had a whole bunch of problems. You can't buy shit unless it's from America.
Yeah. We have problems with getting shit across oceans, though. Do you know? It's like, it's almost like we need this whole other division of the government with boats. It's like,
hold up.
Could
do
you
got
imagine
boats.
If we had this like whole other branch of the government that was like, you know, like 25% of its total budget? And they had like these big ass boats that could go all over the world.
We do got boats like that, though.
What?
Yeah.
What? Let me Google this.
Hey, I think it's the Navy, man.
The Navy?
They should have been there like
the United States Navy?
Yeah.
Jeez, have they you got seen some the big size ass, of this the thing?
Fuck, you know what? I kinda
Holy want. Shit, have you seen where these people are? They're all over the place.
Yeah. And Puerto Rico is not really that big of a fucking
Puerto Rico's country? Not that big, and it's not that far away. And you know what it is? It's a U.S. territory. Puerto Rico's a U.S. territory. Oh, the people who live in Puerto Rico.
Just like Florida, Texas.
Yeah, people who live in Puerto Rico are American citizens. I was just making sure that everybody was aware of that. Yeah. We've done a good podcast here. We've yelled about quite a bit.
We always talk bullshit.
We do. We did well, though. But I don't want you to, but I will say, I don't want you to think like on the Kaepernick thing, like I don't, you know me, we've known each other for years. You know, I'm not like, oh yeah, I don't give him a job, he took a knee. Like, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that shit.
It's perfectly reasonable to assume that he won't ever have a job. Which like him and he could go play baseball.
I just think motherfuckers.
Him and Tebow could go play baseball.
You know, I think he'd get a job.
You don't think it's similar at all, though, to what happened to Tebow? Because that's something Griff's always said, and it's like it's definitely a thing Griff has said that I've co-opted because he doesn't do the podcast that often anymore. So I treat it like it's my thought. But check this out.
Okay,
right. So Tebow was a backup quarterback, right? Super talented.
He was talented as fuck.
Talented as fuck, right?
In college, yeah.
And he did good when he was in the NFL. When you gave him a chance.
He did good in Denver. Yep. Two down. Peyton Manning came along.
Yeah.
Everyone like, shit, let's see what Tebow about to do.
Right. And then he went to the Crazy Jets. Ass and you know what the Jets did? Never started him.
But even though, check it out. Even though, okay, maybe.
But this is the only reason like, I fail. Mentioned this.
But he's still, like, for example, when he got done with that, he's still.
Tebow's a pimp ass dude. Yeah. There's no question. He's playing minor league baseball right now for the Mets and will be back next season in their minor league system. He's not fucking around.
Yeah.
Tebow is a very dedicated dude. But I'm just saying, as far as the NFL is concerned.
Still, the NFL is still affiliated with Tebow. Like, if you want to talk about sports, like, be on ESPN.
When Tim Tebow came out of college. The only answer for his existence was you send him to Jacksonville. If you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's in Florida. It's 30 minutes from Gainesville. He's Tim Tebow. Have you ever been to Jacksonville, Florida? It's Jesus Central. They roll up the sidewalks at 9:30 at night there. Jacksonville, Florida is the worst city I've ever been to in my life. Hands down. Jacksonville sucks butts, son. Fucking, Dothan, Alabama is six notches ahead of Jacksonville, Florida. But, like, that would have been such an easy sell to send Tim Tebow to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they blew it, right? But as far as the rest of the NFL was concerned, they didn't want anything to do with him because he came with a... Listen. Tim Tebow came with a relentless force of Jesus-believing... no nonsense Tebow people. So if you brought him into your organization and he was your backup quarterback, you would have never even gotten the appropriate reps out of your starter because all you'd have been hearing about was Tebow. That's the same thing with Kaepernick. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's right, But if you're a head coach in the NFL and you're like, oh, okay, well, we got you this new backup quarterback who is now the, you know, Huey Newton of the 2017, good luck without, like, okay, so let's say you have a starter, right? Let's say he goes to Oakland. I feel like Oakland's a good place for him, right? Because it's revolutionary, right? That's where the Black Panthers started. Marshawn Lynch is finally. Listen. No. I'm not saying because of that. I'm saying Marshawn Lynch is back with the Raiders, where he grew up, you know, and Marshawn Lynch is not an underspoken dude in that regard. I think it's perfectly reasonable. Fucking Colin Kaepernick played in San Francisco. What would make more sense than being like racially cast out of the league and going across the bay from San Francisco to Oakland? It would be, nothing is more poetic. If you've never been to the Bay Area, you might not understand what I'm saying, but nothing would have been more poetic than him going to Oakland, right? Okay, so he goes to Oakland.
I tell you what,
and he backs up Derek Carr. Let's say you're the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and Colin Kaepernick comes in and he backs up Derek Carr. Now, what? Let's say before he got there, you felt like you needed, like, I don't know, a season, maybe even two seasons, to like work Derek Carr out, see like what he's, how he fits into the system. You got to build a system around him. But every week, the people who buy your jerseys, right, like the people who consume your product, are out there every week yelling, Colin, Colin, Colin. And you can't build a system. You can't do anything. And the people who own the, team, fuck that. It's the NFL. They don't give a fuck. They took the government's money to pretend to care about the troops. They hid the truth about brain damage. They don't give a fuck about your children. They're like, watch the NFL play football. Watch these men kill each other. Send your children out there to conduct brain damage in their weekly play times. Don't forget to order them Papa John's pizza. This is the NFL. They don't give a fuck about that. So you would like to coach a team under that already fucked up umbrella, plus you have to deal with people calling for your backup to start, and then the owners of the team obviously are gonna be like, yeah, let's start, he sold 100 jerseys. He sold so many goddamn jerseys, Pete.
I just say it's simple as hell. I just think somebody should give him a chance. I'm sure he's not the worst fucking quarterback out there. I just think,
of course,
I'm just saying this, right?
He
definitely deserves
a job.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, he's good. No, he's good.
We shouldn't hold that shit against him, you know?
You know what we really need?
What's that, shots?
No, we need the world to be hit by an asteroid sooner than later. And my guest this evening was Roy Peterson. And good night, everybody.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
This is capital.
This is sports.
This is sports.
This is sports
with a capital
F.
This is sports with a capital F.